to the Divorce Devil podcast, a show tailor-made for those stepping out of the divorce recovery space. Follow your hosts, David and Rachel, as they dive into the all-too-familiar shitstorm of the more-than-interesting end-of-the-road divorce topics, stories, and discussions. While realizing it can be a trying stage, they have been where you are and understand the struggle. And yes, the struggle is real. They know that recovery can be such a clusterfuck. Check out the podcast if you feel like you're juggling chainsaws, then strap in and hold on for some honesty, authenticity, and hard-in-your-face irrefutable truths. This innovative podcast is not for the faint-hearted, so if you can't handle the certain truths, just keep it moving. If you can, welcome to the show.
Welcome, everybody, out there to Divorce Devil episode 171. This is the 10th episode of a 10-part series of feeling better in your divorce recovery. Today, we are talking about celebrating you, discuss embracing this chance to choose you, vision board activity, if you're in the vision boards, with self-care goals, set some goals, and the journal prompt, if you're a journal writer like Rachel, how will you celebrate you? Take it.
I celebrate me every day. I don't want to sound like an asshole, but I might. I have gotten to the point in my life, almost 50 in a month, to be like, you know what? I have come so far. I still have lots of things to fix and deal with and whatever. But I'm fucking awesome. When David said, you know, remind me of the topic, and he's like, it's talking about celebrating you. Yes. Absolutely, I'm going to celebrate me. And I'm not celebrating the fact that I got divorced. I'm celebrating the fact that I put me first.
I think it's a survival thing that you actually survived. So you have
to... Hi, Lance is calling. Hold on, let's answer it. Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, we're on the podcast.
Hey, you're on the podcast, Lance.
You're on your live now.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to you later.
Love
Bye,
you.
Honey.
Love
you.
Bye.
So you have to celebrate you. You know, you have to be selfish with that, too. You know, there's that part that we talk about all the time that you got to self-care, self-realization, self-impact, whatever. It's just self. You got to be selfish in order to survive.
Yeah. And I think when we say, you know, again, if you're new in this and you're like, why the fuck are these people celebrating this? No, we're not celebrating the hardship and all the other things. Celebrating the fact that you took priority in yourself to say, I will no longer accept this. I will no longer deal with this. I'm no longer going to allow you to be disrespectful. I'm no longer going to allow you to make me feel like shit when I know all my intentions, maybe not 100% of my intentions, most of my intentions are to not piss someone off or to not make someone's day worse. And generally, you know, we're both in careers where we help people. You know, we're both in careers that are like preventative care will help you see us less. You know, if you take care of you, you may not have to visit the dentist or the nurse or the whatever.
So this podcast is preventative care.
Absolutely.
Wow. Snap.
Look at us putting it right back into perspective.
Wow.
And I think what I'm taking from this and is celebrating each tiny step. Because when you're newly going through the divorce or you're at the end of it, like there's times I'm just like, I can't believe I still have to deal with this and that or whatever. And you're like, I've been out of it for 10 years or 12 years or 15 years or 4 years or 1 year. You've come very far in that. Look at where you were a month ago. Look at where you were a year ago. Celebrate those tiny, you know, feats of
getting, those wins.
Yeah.
The small wins. They all add up.
Yeah. And so take a moment, you know, take a day. Like I know a lot of people that won't take a day off because they don't want to miss work. Well, guess what? You're going to miss work if you don't take care of yourself, right, David? So if you don't take off that day when you need a day of mental health or physical, going to the doctor and all that stuff,
you may end up... Oh, you got to go to jury duty.
Oh, Lance got jury duty too.
I got jury duty. Got in the mail yesterday. I think that's such a crock. That's a different story. Don't get me started.
Yeah, like I'm not a lawyer. I don't want to decide whether or not you go, you know, to jail.
Yep.
But I think, too, David's having his little snack because he was feeling a little shaky because he didn't take care of himself.
There you go. This is my episode, baby. This take is, care of myself. You know,
eating McDonald's because you're shaky.
With sugar.
And he can have sugar now.
Oh, yeah.
Full sugar.
I lasted 39 days. Yeah. You know, it wasn't 40.
Val can now say you're my sugar daddy again.
Wow.
Because you were the non-sugar daddy. Now
I'm the sugar daddy.
Now you're the sugar daddy. But, yeah, I think anytime you go through any you know, hardship, the fact that you're still going and still chugging along, whether that's 80% or 100% or 5%, it's not zero. You're still getting up. You're still going to work. You're still doing the thing. You're still taking care of your kids. And you have to give yourself some grace. You have to give yourself that proverbial pat on the back. Or pat yourself on the back. Like, let's just, yep. I'm going to pat myself on the back right now and say, you know what? You did a great job today. You didn't, like, kick a child. Cool. Yay. Good for me.
I didn't drop one of those little chirps.
I didn't drop, pull the wrong tooth. Yay me.
There you go. Yay me. Yay. Oh, hell yeah.
13? I thought you said 31. Okay, yep. Cool. So, yeah. So, I think celebrating you and allowing yourself to have fun and laugh and, you know, because we've talked about this before on the podcast and I'm a broken record. I can vividly remember the first time I like gutturally laughed and I felt guilty. Like, why aren't I allowed to think something is funny?
Oh, hell yeah.
Beyond? And a lot of times my tears will turn into laughters because I mean, a good cry is a good cry. But a lot of times if I'm feeling something that I don't think that I should still be dealing with, I'll cry, but I'm going to try to laugh my way out of it so I'm still not crying. Correct. Right? So I think, you know, hey, I didn't cry today because remember when we first started the podcast, I used to cry every episode. And then I was like, I didn't really think I needed to talk about that and or I was sad about that.
Now your tears are dried up.
Now, if I cry, it's more like, I'm going to fucking kill you. You should run. And there's a tear coming out of my eye. Yeah. So, or the wind changes direction and, you know, I got dirt in my eye or something. But I think to, like, celebrate you. I know I'm almost 4 years in. You're 20 million, whatever in.
Yep.
Celebrate that you found a new love. Celebrate that you found a sport again. Or you got back on the bike, you know, because you like to ride bikes. Celebrate that, you know, you're taking time for you and you're doing things that you love or making yourself a priority. You know, like, we're going away this summer. I'm like, that's 2 weeks away. Like, oh, my God, the world's not going to work if I'm not here. Yep. Oh, well, no, it will. And you are replaceable at work. You are not replaceable at home. So make sure you can say, you know what, look at me, I did a good job. Although I have to think about that for a second. You almost are replaceable at home too, especially when you're going through divorce because you're going to be replaced.
Damn.
That popped all in my head at once.
But you're not replaceable as in terms of you.
Yeah,
you're replaceable with somebody else.
In
but your
the
value,
family. Yeah.
Your value is so intrinsic that you can't put a value on it.
Yeah.
So when
maybe
the new,
not with the ex, but.
So when the new chick comes in, then it's a different value.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, you know, no matter what, at some point you both decided to get married. And so whatever that journey led you to going through your divorce now, there had to be times that, you know, oh, yeah, that was an actual great experience. Mm-hmm. And not everything has to be negative. Like, just because you're now going through divorce doesn't mean that that trip that you took to, I don't know, Tahiti wasn't awesome. But, you know, you have to give them their props. Like, you had a great time on that trip and now you're not with that person, but you've also moved into a space where you can grow and maybe you buy that trip yourself, or maybe you go by yourself, or maybe you go with girlfriends, or maybe you take your adult child. So I think, you know, celebrate those little milestones too. Crickets yes. Over there.
You know, when I think of celebrating you, and you said it too, you know, when you're first in it, man, there's no celebration. There's no fun. There's no laughter. There's no positivity. But as you go through it, the positivity starts to grow like a piece of grass through the sidewalk crack.
Yeah.
And then eventually, you know, you've got a big old bush and you think about it. Well, you don't get a bush or you have a bush. Seriously.
I'm 12.
Seriously.
He said Bush.
Uh-huh. I said Bush. Judy.
So you get a big Bush and stop it.
I got to teach puberty tomorrow. So get
puberty?
With
that. Puberty?
Puberty.
Yeah. Puberty.
Puberty.
Puberty. Puberty. Puberty. So. And so you grow and you realize that everything that's bugged the shit out of you before doesn't bug you as much. Mm-hmm. So the bug factor is less, so you grow. Mm-hmm. And so the things that used to bug you and get on your nerves and, you know, with the co-parenting thing and everything we talk about, it's a growing process where the needle goes positive because before you were negative.
Yeah.
And then you're in the middle and then it's all positive. But every now and then the needle moves back just a little bit, but it keeps going forward.
Yeah. And, you know, that proverbial one step forward, two steps back, that gets less. That gets more like that's a giant step. But I took itty bitty tiny steps back because, you know, I let someone piss me off or I let some that get to me or I let it trigger me.
And you know better.
Yeah.
And you freaking know better.
And I think until you're willing to, like, really, like, face that head on, you're going to fall back a couple of times. But each time that you keep, you know, I feel bad. But I'm still getting back up. I'm still going forward. That's a celebration. The tiniest things, too, can be celebrated. Like, you know, oh, I have my kids this weekend, that weekend. I can't do mm-hmm. that. Hey, maybe the one time you talk to your ex, they would switch with you for a weekend. Or yep. you can go do something. Or, you know, plan ahead. Say, hey, in a month, I'm going this place. I'm going to need you to do it. I can remember when I was first divorced, and I think I've heard this from other people too, at that support group meeting that I went to when I was first divorced, feeling guilty for going out if it was your weekend or your ex making you feel guilty that you thought you could go out or, you know, you're not getting a babysitter. You know, how dare you get a babysitter? Yep. Like, what? Well, it's my weekend and you won't watch him. So yep. I think I gotta
take care of myself.
I deserve to go because, you know, whatever the occasion is. Because if we were together, we would make arrangements. If you weren't available, yep. we'd make arrangements with a babysitter. So what's the difference that I'm getting a babysitter now that, you know? So a lot yep. of it was like, oh, you're abandoning the kids. You're doing this. I'm like, what the hell?
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Someone's calling.
David's vibrating.
Yep.
So I think there's just a lot of little things that if...
Don't worry about it. Okay. Don't listen to it.
It's distracting, David.
It'll stop.
Could you figure it out? Could you answer whoever it is?
No. Can't answer it. So the thing I thought about is, you know, I have those little moments that are like, oh. So yeah. My oh moment now is that after you go through a divorce and you're healing and you're on the other side, I think it teaches you how to deal with regular people too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your vision board or your... goals with your ex is kind of like the goals with your friends.
Well, I think too, like, I don't know. I mean, I tell me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of times when you're going through divorce, mm-hmm. it's everything's divorce related. Now, what happens if you lose a parent or something happens to somebody in your family and you're still going through divorce? So now you've got the weight of the divorce. You got all the things. And I think a lot of times people don't realize that if you're a people pleaser in your marriage, you're probably a people pleaser with your friends and you're probably a people pleaser with your coworkers and you're probably all these things. So now
God, you suck.
Not only are you now learning to not do that and not deal with the boundaries at home, it will, like you said, it'll meld into those other relationships. And a lot of times that's when we lose friendships because mm-hmm. they're like, well, why won't you do what I asked you to? Or why won't you watch my kids mm-hmm. because I need you to after you? So like, when you start putting boundaries in that really tough situation, the other one's kind of
spills over.
You kind of have to regulate the other relationships in your life so that you can live that new existence, you know, because if I'm setting boundaries in my marriage and all the things, and that's the person I'm supposed to be most intimate with, mm-hmm. you better fucking believe I'm going to set boundaries with my coworkers and my friends and, yep. you know, my other family and all the other people that I interact with because I'm not just changing that. I'm changing all the dynamics of my other relationships too. And it may be unknowingly. And then you're like, oh, wait, well, why isn't that friend friends with me anymore? Oh, because I do everything for her. And now that I'm not willing to do that or I've set boundaries with my ex and now those boundaries are still the same with all the other ones, well, I've changed, you've changed, and now you don't like what I've changed it to. And I needed to change that. And that's like the, I think we used to say that too, like people are in your lives for a reason, a season, or, you know, a lifetime. And some of those seasonal people needed to go while you were married, right? Some of those seasonal people enabled the bad behavior in the relationships around you. Because, like, if my best friend is going to treat me like that and I change, well, I don't want to be best friends with them
and
anymore.
And you're changing for the better. And it's almost like you see that collateral damage.
Yeah.
And it's a positive collateral damage because it shows you exactly who that person is.
Well, and I think, too, I think, you know, in my case, you know, I was losing my spouse. I lost a best friend. I lost family from, you know, that picked sides. Mm-hmm. And I've also lost other friends from, you know, that didn't live here because they knew him longer or they only listened to one version of what happened. And no matter what the versions is, it's always his, hers, and then the truth, I think, right? And so you both can be right. You both can be, you know, telling your side how you feel better or how to cope. But it's like literally like the game of telephone.
Yeah, but you were able to trim all that unnecessary extra.
And the
if you would have kept all that extra, you wouldn't be at this point where you are now. The fact that you were able to let go of that extra makes you the first year today.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, the saying, you know, the trash took itself out, it was a big deal.
Yeah. But you didn't realize it at first. No. Why is everybody leaving me?
Yeah.
Why don't they talk to me? And it's like,
why am I the bad guy now that I'm speaking up? That was my big deal.
Thanks for doing me the favor. Yeah. Thanks for not talking to me anymore.
Well,
because I lost people too. And it was a fact why those people need to go. You know, I think about keeping all those people. It's like, man, that would have been a shitstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of those people that left wouldn't have gotten along with the people that have that only know me healed.
Yep.
Right? The people that watched or helped support me or, you know, I met when I was healing, those people know a way different person than when I was married.
There's no way you could have had those different groups in the same room.
It's almost like different realms, right? It's a different realm of existence because I had to say goodbye to that old life because some of it was not my choice, but thank you.
It's like a episode of Ghostbusters where they cross the streams.
Yeah.
And then the monster came out, so you can't cross the streams with your ex-friends and your positive friends, your negative friends. And like you said, the trash takes itself out.
Well, and I had a thought, but the window curtain moved and I lost it.
Damn. <No. laughs> Window curtain, suck my brain.
Damn, window curtain, blown in the wind. No, I think too, a lot of the people that have left my life prior to my divorce or in the midst of it or before they knew all the stuff, I see now that I wasn't the problem.
Yeah.
And, you know, my big problem with forgiveness and, you know, give a fucks. I almost want to be like, thank you. Thank you so much.
How does forgiveness fit into celebrating you?
Oh, no.
You're not going to even... There's no crossing the streams.
No.
They're totally different.
That's like fighting lightsabers in the dark.
Is that a metaphor? I'm sorry. Is that a metaphor?
I don't fucking know. That's like you're in the men's locker room and the lights are off and you're like, wait, where does that lightsaber come from?
Wrong,
yeah.
Wrong.
Really, could you fix the curtains? Because I cannot concentrate. Yeah. Now I'm thinking of lightsabers and whoa.
Wrong.
No, but
yeah, but forgiveness does tie into celebrating you.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. Forgiveness.
Yes,
fuck that.
Like, fuck that.
That's why my brain was
I'm like shooting something.
What's that F word he said?
Throw a frisbee out. Hey.
Today's letter is F. F you.
Yeah. Boom.
No, I think too, like, when I think of the people that are no longer in my life that absolutely weren't cheering for me the whole time. Because if one time that I needed them the most, they weren't there. They weren't really there when I thought I was part of them.
But
right?
All that was on purpose.
Yeah.
That was needed to be done.
And a long time it hurt. A long time it was like, I have been there for every fucking one of your, you know, issues in your life. And a lot of them now I know were your fault. Like mm-hmm. a lot of them were you. And a lot of drama was created because you could not figure yourself out or make your bounce. But once...
But in the big picture, does any of that matter
anymore? No, but like for the sake of a podcast, I mean, if you have a podcast, you probably talk, right? Mm-hmm. I think too, like...
Curtains.
You're such a fucking asshole. He's eating french fries. Okay.
Cold.
No, so like forgiveness and celebrating you, like in order to celebrate you, you have to forgive all the people because then you'd be holding on to that bitterness, right? But I like to say, I give no fucks because I haven't forgiven you. I just haven't really thought about you. Yeah. And I think that goes along with that, you know, object permanence. If I don't see you, you don't exist. And if you don't reach out or put any effort into it, I'm not going to know that you're there. And then, oh, that's right. We were friends a long time ago. Okay, I have no emotion now because I've set you aside to put the stuff in there that actually does matter. And so, you know, like I'm going home this weekend for a baby shower and there's going to be people there that probably haven't talked to me since we moved.
And that's okay.
And I think where I'm at now, like, is, you didn't make an effort. I'll say hi. I'll be nice.
But
I'm not making any effort
to tell your story. Don't be telling your story.
Or to verify the rumors.
Don't be telling your story.
And again, that goes back to last week when we were saying, how much of your story do you tell people? Yep. You get none.
So what happens when they say, girl, how you doing?
I'm so great since you're not in my life.
You're not going to say that. I'm doing great.
No, and again, petty is as petty does, and that's not
what you have to rise above, though.
Yeah, no. And so, like, if you're ballsy enough to come up to me and go, oh, I heard this, or I'm going to be like ballsy enough to be like, oh, I heard you have syphilis. Oh, wait, I mean, what? No.
Like, you're not going to do that. You're just going to deflect and say, "Hey, life is good." Hey,
Lance is like,
This is it.
Okay,
I heard you got divorced. Man, I love Colorado. Colorado is the bomb, diggity.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Watch him like what? Yeah,
yeah.
You got to hit him though.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
But thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Bitch lips.
Mm. No, I think celebrate you. I mean, hey. Guess what? Your spring's coming. You want to do something for yourself. Go for a walk. That's a mm-hmm. celebration. Look at, but you can hear the birds still. You can, the weather is changing.
But don't look at the curtains.
Don't watch the curtains. That move because then you will squirrel. You'll be like, oh, there's a Furby in the corner. What? You're like, what's happening? Yes, this is the Squirrels R Us show. Furby and some kind of alien thing next to it. Yeah. But yeah, so.
So how do people. What do you tell people how to celebrate them? What can they
don't
do to celebrate
chew
themselves?
Chew fucking french fries in the microphone. That's how we celebrate. Sorry,
how friends. Can people celebrate themselves, Rachel?
I mean, a tiara is a perfect way to celebrate you.
Some other ways.
Get
some ice cream.
Yeah, no.
Get some ice cream.
You know.
Get some sushi.
Like David, he gave up sugar for Lent, right? He celebrated by having a McDonald's. Soda and all the things and candy and chocolate
and four donuts and a Sprite last Saturday.
So I texted him on Easter. I'm like, happy, finally can have sugar or whatever day. And he's like, four donuts in.
Oh, yeah.
No, go buy that new book you wanted. Go buy that new outfit you wanted. You know what? Celebrate you. The bills are going to be there. The things are going to be there. All those things are going to be there regardless if you're worried about them or not. If you're working your ass off and you're making your bills and you're doing your thing, go get yourself a treat. Go to the store and, like you said, go get yourself a Ritas. If you don't know what Ritas is, it's water ice and it's really yummy.
Mm.
Or go get yourself a Dutch Bros coffee. Yes, they're $6, but, you know, go treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
You did good.
Yep.
You healed. You didn't cry today.
You made day
you
by
didn't
day.
You punch anybody in the throat.
Really hard.
On Throat Punch Thursday.
On purpose.
On accidentally purpose. But yeah, so, and I think too, like, if you have you may be far into your divorce or finally divorced and just not worried about it anymore and totally healed and don't need all this stuff. You just love listening to David and I talk. And you know someone that's going through it. Help them celebrate their small, you know, milestones. Journaling really helps you celebrate you because you can see it on paper, on computer, all the things. It's a visual that says, look how far I come. Look how – I can't speak English words today.
It's
look how far I come. Whoop, whoop. I mean, that's what he said. There she is. There's Rachel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have saw me like yesterday. I had 4 cups of coffee and no food. And I was like, blah, 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 blah. And my coworker's like,
see, what we need to do right before the next podcast. Okay. Oh, yeah.
We used awesome to do podcast. That. And then you were like, I got sugar rush.
Oh, yeah.
We just laughed.
That and the lactose intolerance is kind of brutal. Like, damn.
I could do a podcast next week, but I might not be off the shitter.
Yep. Or I might be on the shitter.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right, everybody. Treat yourself because you have made it. So, no matter how far you've made it. If you made it like a foot, treat yourself. A day. You made it a day, a minute, treat yourself.
Paint your toenails. Go get your nails did. Yep. Go get your hair did. Go get a massage. Treat yourself to something that you've been waiting, but sometimes that little gratification can get you through the next couple of days. Call a friend you haven't talked to in a long time, or you know, you can tell on Facebook when someone's being subliminal and like, oh, please do this. I have the world. What the fuck? Just call.
But let's not do those negative coping mechanisms, though. Let's kind of stay away from those. Yeah. You know, no calling 1-800 big booty.
No.
Yeah.
I've
never done that, but I've heard.
Reach out to a friend that might be going through something. Hey, make a date with one of your girlfriends and say, hey, let's go for a hike. Let's go to the winery. Let's, you know, whatever you do, do that. Like, make it a point to make an appointment for yourself, right? Because a lot of times our lives are so scheduled that we don't ever schedule ourselves in there. You know, kids have sports. They got this. We got an event. We have that. You know, all the things that happen in life. Make an appointment for you to just celebrate you.
Do your stuff. All right, everybody.
Have a nice night. Everybody in the club getting frisky. Is that the word?
Everybody getting frisky.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go to the club. Cool. Have fun.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Bye.